Here we go, my next guest. She's a big deal, Veronica Curran, Inc., becoming the first Grand Rapids business officially certified as LGBT Business Enterprise by the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk about you. We've talked before, and now you're making things happen. Veronica, good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's see. You got a book out. You're an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. mover and shaker in the company, and now you're a first among many. So be careful what you wish for. And you're probably 40 under 40, right?
Oh, gosh, that would be wonderful.
Yes. Veronica, thanks. I know this is a big deal, but first let me have you reintroduce us to you.
Sure. So I have been an entrepreneur since 2010. I've held nonprofits, startups, small businesses. Last year, my small business, Green Cup, was nominated as one of the top women-owned businesses in Grand Rapids by the Grand Rapids Business Journal. And what an honor. Like, it was such a wonderful surprise to receive that honor. I've been coaching for 2 years because I've had such an expansive experience. And I really, 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 as you know, enjoy people, love working with others, and love seeing people live their dreams through business. So I happen to specialize in LGBTQ businesses in particular because there's an extra step in business when you identify as LGBTQ. You have to first decide if you're going to be out in your business. And if you do want to be out, you need to plan for that. If you decide the other way, you need to plan for that. The National LGBT Chamber of Commerce came across my path, and I thought it would be good for me to certify, partly because I want to make my clients comfortable, but also partly it turns out that I am the only certified business in Grand Rapids. There's two, I believe, in Saugatuck, one Muskegon, one in Kalamazoo, but there are none in Grand Rapids.
So what does this official certification, if you can expand on, what does this qualify you to do?
So it's not necessarily qualifying me to do anything. The designation helps validate my business. It also brings a lot of attention to Grand Rapids. They have over 200 corporate partners. Many of them are Fortune 500 companies. It is a Fortune 500 designation or recognized designation. So we've got the attention of corporations like IBM, Wells Fargo, Motorola, AARP, Bayer, and they all have diversity initiatives. So they look directly to the NGLCC or the National LGBTQ Chamber of Commerce in order to find partners so that they're working with diverse companies.
The NGLCC, this mm-hmm. National LGBT Chamber of Commerce, is the nation's leading certifying body, obviously. How do you get certified?
It was a surprising long process. It took me about 6 months to go through it. They need all of your corporate papers, bylaws, stock options if you've got them, minutes if you've got them, your birth certificate. And I actually had to offer letters of recommendation from my peers stating that, yes, I happen to identify as LGBTQ, which was interesting to say the least.
So... obviously, you've taken this to our local chamber to let them know that, I mean, you're a member of the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce, yes?
I'm actually technically not a member. Not.
Okay, no. I won't put you on that stress, no pressure there.
Yeah, they've been after me.
But you all are here to remind us that you partner with the chamber.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but, yes, I do. And I've been working with their OutPro organization since I found out about it. I actually didn't know about it until about middle of last year. And since then, we've kind of been going back and forth, seeing how we can partner together. Now, they've got an event coming up, part of this new series that they're doing here in 2018 called the Inside Out panel. And this event that's happening on February 19th is about belonging. So why is it important for LGBTQ persons, LGBTQ businesses to be accepted in the community? And that is a public event. Anyone can attend. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. on February 19th. And I will be sitting on the panel discussing my own experience as an out entrepreneur.
So again, Veronica Curran, Inc., your name of your company, first Grand Rapids business officially certified as LGBT business enterprise by the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So are you going to set a precedence if one is listening? to this conversation saying, my business needs to be involved as well. What's your recommendation?
Oh, please do. Oh, yeah. So I'm happy to work with anyone who's interested in going through the process in order to elevate Grand Rapids as a diverse community. We all know that equity has been a huge mission of the city since Mayor Bliss was elected. We've got great initiatives happening with regards to that. And this is just another way for Grand Rapids to diversify and put itself on the map as a forerunner in the country.
Will this also assist in your professional coaching to entrepreneurial hat that you wear?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it does make my clients feel a little safer if they, Grand Rapids is a historically conservative area. So sometimes it can be uncomfortable to work with somebody and then out yourself right away. So I've outed myself to say I am a safe person to work with. And I believe this certification does elevate that even further for my clients.
Put your other hat on, Veronica. You're authoring of Stories of Elders. Tell me about this project.
Okay, so it's still coming along. We've talked about it before. So I received a publishing contract in September of last year, which was a huge win. I'm working with Identity Publications out of San Diego, California. We just finished our first round of beta readers. So the manuscript is done, and the manuscript has been read by 50 beta readers, and they've all provided ideas, advice, comments, most of it really positive feedback. And so now I'm in the process of editing that into it. We're going to do another round of beta readers, and then hopefully we'll be able to get it to the designer and editor and out the door.
Stories of Elders, what the greatest generation knows about technology that you don't.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. What else is important, Veronica?
Oh, gosh. That spring comes soon, I think, yes. Is really important. Green Cup, my web company, is still doing great. We're still having fun. Super proud to be mostly women and mostly in Grand Rapids area.
And your niche is, in other words, I don't want to call you a PR firm, but you're a...
So we do website management for small businesses.
Yes.
Specifically, we do work with international companies, but we are local, and we pride ourselves on being local.
And again, remind me of the importance of having a halfway decent website, brand, and all that good stuff. We've talked about that.
These days, one doesn't really trust a company if you don't have a good website. It's an investment in your own company, just as good signage, good branding, and a beautiful store when you walk in. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Well, again, doing great things. The first Grand Rapids business officially certified as LGBT Business Enterprise. How does one, a couple of ways, do you have the information for the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, so if they were to go to nglcc.org, they could start going through the process there and find out more. I found the people at the organization to be extremely helpful. So when I had questions, because I'm a slightly smaller business, I don't have a full board, they were so helpful in helping work around these things.
And then if one wants to contact you, what's the best way as an entrepreneur, coach, and more?
So they can find everything that I do at my website, veronicakirin.com. So Veronica, KIRIN.com.
Details for the Chamber's event next week?
Yes, it is at Wheelhouse, Monday, February 19th, 6 to 8 p.m., and is $25 to attend. You can get your tickets at the Grand Rapids Chamber website.
Wheelhouse is a cool place, as is the Chamber, and as is you, Veronica Kieran. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks.